There you go. It's all done. This is obviously going to be the Congress edition of the weekly update from a spot which some of you may know as Washington DC, and I was just in that building doing the congressional testimony thing. This is sort of a very casual setup. I'm like literally holding the phone, which is why there's all the jiggling. And I'm just going to have to publish this straight off my phone because I didn't bring my laptop to do any editing, but you know how you get a candid one. So I thought I'd explain a little bit about what I just did, because this was in my blog post, and look, it was all live streamed and everything as well. But I thought whilst the memory is fresh, I'll sort of tell you what the experience was like. So it's in DC here, it's about 2:40 in the afternoon. I was in this hearing at 10:15. And basically I rocked up to the hotel, I met a Pluralsight person, which was nice, so I had someone local to show me around so I didn't get lost, which was really good. And turned up here early this morning, met some of the folks on this House Energy and Commerce Committee, who are the ones that are so interested in data breaches and indeed identity verification, the impact of data breaches on identity verification. And we spent a bunch of time sort of, I guess, meeting people, understanding a little bit about how Congress works, talking about a bunch of things related to the breaches and the cybers. And I didn't say cyber once in the hearing. And of course, there's lots of tourists and other things here, including me. Incidentally, you'll notice that I am unusually professionally looking today. See, I can't even say it right, professional looking today. You may never actually see me in a tie again. And I think I actually scrubbed up all right. I was presentable enough today. But yeah, it's interesting. I actually learned that even the microphone I've been using, there is a purpose for the clip. It actually goes on a tie. I know, amazing. It's not something you normally figure out wearing t-shirts and board shorts. Anywho, it's an event of many, many learnings today. So anyway, so we met the folks here from this committee and sort of went into the hearing room, and you would have seen that on the video if you've watched that. I'll certainly link to it here. And what happens is you got the chairperson who says, you know, look, introduces the topic. A couple of other folks then have their 2 cents. Everyone gets sort of 5 minutes to sort of share their bit. And they kind of introduced some of their concerns about identity verification data breaches. And then each of the witnesses, which is myself and 2 others, got 5 minutes each. And within that 5 minutes, we get to present an oral statement. This was after having already submitted a written testimony. So my written testimony went out yesterday. I've already shared that online. And then the oral statement is effectively to sort of set the scene of what we're then going to discuss within the hearing. So I'm going to reproduce my oral testimony in a different blog post. I may even have that out before I do this one. And effectively what I said is, look, it was sort of a distilled summary of the long written one, but it was saying, look, we've got a lot of issues around the fact that data breaches are propagating enormously, so they get shared. We've got issues around not knowing who has been breached. Well, let's try that again. Not knowing who has been breached when. And incidentally, I wrote this bit about, look, we don't know how many other breaches are out there, and we don't know who's disclosed them, before the Uber thing happened as well. And this was a timely thing that Uber happened just before this event, but you know, it kind of then rammed home the point that yes, there's a lot of breaches we don't know about. So I focused on that, focused a little bit as well about OSINT data, open source intelligence data. So the sorts of data which are collectible from all sorts of openly available places on the internet. So in particular places like social media. And incidentally, as a guy, I don't know what they're all doing over here, but there's setting up something. I think that, I don't even know the word for it. It's like a hearing or a Congress, something happening with important people running around, or just following Paul Ryan, who I recognize from the TV. And beyond that, I don't know a lot about the bloke. Anywho, so I sort of set this scene. We had a couple of other guys as well that specialized more in the identity verification realm. And they sort of had a much better, I guess, concept of the government constructs here as well, and what sort of legal provisions and things they were. And we all kind of set our 2 cents, 5 minutes each. And then a bunch of the congressmen and congresswomen get to ask questions of us. And these were prepared questions. You could tell they're obviously reading them out. And this was inevitably based on our written statements, which they had read beforehand. And there are a bunch of interesting questions. And again, the whole thing's recorded and it's available, so you can watch it there. But, you know, questions around things like how does something like reputation work in a dark marketplace? And I explained to, I think it was a congresswoman at the time, I said, well, you know what it's like on eBay, right? You go onto eBay and you want to buy something and you look at the seller, and the seller has a reputation based on their previous trades. Well, it works like that on dark markets. I mentioned a little bit about the fact that dark markets are the sorts of things, or certainly marketplaces on the dark web. I can do it with one hand. For the podcast listeners, I'm air quoting. The dark web can be very difficult to track down. But we've seen the likes of Silk Road, Alpha Bay, I think I mentioned Hansa Market as well, have been shut down. I also reference the fact that, look, these marketplaces, you're in there buying data breaches alongside the places where you buy your heroin, hypothetically, if you were buying heroin online. And, you know, I hope that that sort of gave these folks a bit of an insight into how these marketplaces work. What were the other questions that were interesting? There are some questions around things like, actually, one of the ones that I thought was most interesting is towards the end, they said, okay, look, anything else you'd like to add? And I really wanted to repeat again, and I repeat, in fact, I said this earlier on in one of the earlier answers to a question, I wanted to repeat the necessity for training. So I'm finding that very frequently the flaws that we see that lead to these major data breaches are just due to lack of competency. So it's someone writing a SQL injection flaw. It's someone leaving an Amazon S3 bucket open to the world. These are human mistakes that in many times we can actually train out of people. So obviously I mentioned Pluralsight and the sorts of things we do there. I gave Bugcrowd a mention as well. So towards the end, the closing, I said, have you got anything else to offer or to say? And I really, really love the idea of running bug bounties. And I wanted to sort of point Bugcrowd out because these are the guys that are actually making this consumable by many organizations who would otherwise have no idea how to run a bug bounty. And really the point I was trying to get here is I would love to see the economic incentives for individuals who find security flaws change. And what I mean by that is I would love for it to make sense for them to go to a company and say, hey, I found some stuff. You know, and I'd like to report it responsibly. And yeah, I'm actually going to make some money out of it, as opposed to, say, siphon out all the data and then sell it on a dark website, or even siphon out all the data and just trade it with their mates. Like, let's provide incentives for people to do the right thing. And that's hence the Bugcrowd mention. So that was good. To be honest, it's all sort of been a bit of a blur. I haven't even checked any of my Twitters, any of my social media. I'm sure my wife has probably sent me something, and I've been offline now for basically 5 hours. So I'm gonna go back online after this, and I know it's gonna be chaos. So that was that. Had some meetings afterwards with some of the folks on the committee to try and understand more about data breaches. And you know, what I'd say about this committee and the whole experience as well is that these people genuinely want to try and help fix the problem. Now, we know it's not an easy problem, and it's not like we're going to turn around tomorrow and, oh, isn't this good, we've fixed identity verification data breaches. But there is a genuine desire by the people that are actually pulling the strings around here to actually try and fix this problem. And I know that we always get a little bit inclined to sort of berate governments for lack of action and all the rest of it, and sometimes it's pretty well deserved as well. But I was very happy to see what felt to me like a genuine desire to try and fix this. And it was also nice that really this is like a bipartisan thing that everyone agrees with. It's a squirrel. Anyway, squirrel. It's a bipartisan thing that everyone agrees with. This is not like, you know, one side of the house thinks this is crap and someone else thinks it's awesome. Everyone agrees that we've got to try and fix this data breach problem. So that's good. And because of that, it didn't feel like there was politics involved. And I'm conscious I am somewhere that, yeah, kind of does have a lot of politics at a time where there's a lot of negative politics in the news. And I'm not even going to touch on that because it just never featured in any of the discussions I had. So anyway, I met the folks after the hearing, and we talked more about data breaches, and I'm probably going to keep talking to them, I hope, because they certainly want to know about them. And went ahead, had a bit of lunch, and then I got a bit of a tour as well. So if you picture the Capitol building just here, on the other side of it, there's a balcony, I think they call it the Speaker's Balcony, which looks all the way down towards the Lincoln Memorial, and it's just an epically, epically good view. I'm going to tweet a photo of it in a moment. And that was a bit of a special privilege to be able to do that. And it was just kind of cool to walk around in the place and get a sense of the history and the significance of it. You know, and again, besides all of the crazy politics and things that are going on at the moment, it was just a fascinating place, because regardless of what you think of the government of the day and all the other issues that come along with it, there have been a lot of amazing things that have happened here. And it was a really, I don't know, like, seminal experience. So look, that's about all I'm going to say on this at the moment. I've got to get on an aeroplane today, this afternoon, and head down to Atlanta. I'm going to do a Pluralsight event tomorrow. I'm going to tweet more about that at the time, because that in itself is also kind of cool and very, very different to what I've just done here. Until then, last thing, because I don't really have any other normal weekly update stuff to do, but I do have to thank the sponsor, which is White Hat Academy. So White Hat Academy does a bunch of training, I believe, with things like virtual machines, where people can get into labs and actually experience breaking into the cyber things. And that's the two cybers I've said today, and neither of them were in there talking to Congress people using buzzwords. So thanks to those guys. They're a new sponsor. That's something a little bit different again. I think that is everything. I'm going to try and let it all kind of sink in and maybe write something else interesting. But until then, I'm going to tune out. And then next week, I will be back home, dressed enormously shabbily again, but very, very comfortable and very happy to have done this. This was awesome. Thank you very much for watching it. And also for everyone else who supported me, including the guys who turned up. I had a few people actually turn up that know me. So you guys are awesome. Thank you very much for turning up. That it really makes a big difference to know there are people sort of supporting you there. So thanks very much, everyone, and I'll see you next week from the other side of the world again. See ya.